Feasting Today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's Livestock Auction. Bob, everybody should be in a good mood this week because it looks like almost everybody got rain.
Well, everybody was in a better humor this week. I know there in the Apache area, I talked to everybody from, you know, Carnegie to Anadarko, plumb down to the Red River. And closer to Red River you got, the better rain you got. But kind of in that area, anywhere from inch to, you know, 2 inches. I didn't get a chance to talk to many people in that Snyder and Hollis area, but I know right there in general, we got some good rains up, you know, all the way up through Tuttle, Grady County, and up in there got good rains. But yeah, everybody's got a better attitude today.
And I know we've been talking the past few weeks, we've really needed rain just for hay, even though that the wheat, you know, usually cattle are off grazing by now, but we just really needed rain for hay.
Yeah, the grass part of it, all of it in general, just to keep everybody going. I mean, I've had a lot of people that pretty good sized cow operators that kept no heifers back. Now, one reason with the, you know, the idea like what we're just talking about, you know, they want to see first that we're going to get the moisture. And second of all, what these heifers are worth just as a feeder heifer. They can't see any reason to hold on to them until we get through the possibility that we're going to have grass and hay and pond water. Pond water is still an issue. We've got to continue to get some of these rains.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when it's messy like this throughout the whole week and we're getting really good rains. What's the market look like for you guys?
You know, Monday didn't affect the runs any. Market was exceptional. We had our video sale there Wednesday and a lot of still May cattle for delivery. Got into some June cattle. Market was good there, which the weather there immediately didn't affect that. And then Thursday, I mean, it affected our numbers drastically. We only had about 700 head. The market in general was good all the way through.
So when you come up to a wet week like this week, what are you looking for as you get into next week?
Well, Monday, it just depends on kind of where they're located. I mean, everywhere the cattle will be coming from, it will have had moisture. Wet, it's just a matter of getting them out, or if the cattle are going to be carried on, you know, could be carried on in some of this wheat country. I had several guys said this will get them where they can get to the middle of May. The others, if they've got to come off, I mean, it's just a matter of can they get them out and get them on the trucks and get them to town. But I would say our run will be a little bit lighter just due to everybody getting some rain and problems getting around. KC, in general, this thing is still awful positive. The biggest thing that we're going to run up against right now is just meat prices. Can we continue to sell meat? Demand stay where it's at these meat prices. And I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I mean, we've got a lot of opportunity to hold on to some of these profits with just some minimum risk management that's available to all of us. And I mean, I used to be the world's worst not to use it at all, but it's available. It's no different than our wheat insurance or, you know, any of our crop insurance the government offers us, and they can obtain it through their local guy. We use Dakota Moss there with their insurance company to put on all of our risk management with our cattle turned out. And we're staying covered up with them. I just think we don't want to get in a situation we did in 2015 where this thing ran up and it looked like there was no end to the up. And I mean, within 90 days, we were down $30, $40. And I don't think that's going to happen as quickly as it did in 15, but it's not the cattle market in general that cost us. It's some pandemic, some fire, something that's not directly related to our product at that moment. So
probably just not worth the risk is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Sleep better at night. That's what I use it for.
Right. Well, if folks do have questions about this, Bob, how do they get in touch with you guys?
1-800-926-9696 and give any of us a call. Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Greg Griffith, or myself.
And I tell you what, I think we've got more rain in the forecast this weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Let her come. Let her come. All right, Casey.